When we talk about the arts, the conversation is usually about culture, craft, and style. But what about cold, hard cash? Well, a new report makes a link between the arts and our economy. And according to the 2017 Arts and Economic Prosperity Report conducted by Americans for the Arts, the arts are a growing industry here in Phoenix. For more on this, I sat down with Randy Cohen, Vice President of Research and Policy at Americans for the Arts, to talk about what they found in the report earlier this morning.
We found that the arts are an industry in Phoenix. And what this study does is it changes the conversation about the arts from charity to industry.
Right.
And it's an industry that supports jobs, generates government revenue, and helps drive tourism. We usually think about the arts. They bring us joy and inspiration, and they create the communities we want to live in and work in. But this is a whole different way and in a non-intuitive way to think about the arts also. And we studied nonprofit arts and cultural organizations across the whole valley. And what we found is it's a $454 million industry. So we're talking about nearly $500 million of economic activity. That $454 million supports 14,597 jobs across the valley here and generates $49.7 million in revenue to government, local and state government. And that number actually is composed of two figures. $194 million is spending by the arts organizations themselves. That's a myth buster. You know, we think about the arts as these wonderful, quality of life type of institutions.
Yeah.
But the fact is they employ people locally. They purchase goods and services in the community. They're members of the Chamber of Commerce and they help market and promote the region. Arts organizations are good business citizens. And that's just a way we don't think about the arts. So they're businesses and they have an economic impact like all businesses. But unlike most industries, they generate a lot of event-related spending. Think about the last time you went to an arts event. Well, you know, you probably didn't just like run out of the house, go to the show, run back home. You know, you may have had dinner first and then paid for parking and went out for dessert, drinks after the show. If you got little ones at home, you have all the, you know, babysitting costs. So there's lots of economic activity related to that.
Yeah.
And that's $260 million of economic activity, revenue to local businesses by attendees attending the arts.
And I also understand that this was an increase since the last time you looked at these numbers.
Yes, we definitely saw growth a little bit on the organizational expenditure side, but a lot of the growth really was on the event-related spending by arts audiences.
So one thing that I thought was really interesting that you found in this is that the audience has increased for the arts,
mm-hmm.
which seems really counterintuitive. We hear a lot of stories about local arts organizations kind of being strapped for cash, lots shutting down, especially community organizations. How does that figure?
Well, if you look at the entire breadth of the arts and culture sector, you know, a lot of times we hear, you know, the stories maybe relate to our large major anchor institutions. But if you really look at the whole breadth of the organizations, Phoenix in the whole Valley area really is home to smaller arts organizations, neighborhood-based arts and culture organizations, culturally and ethnically specific arts organizations, and there is a lot of energy and there's a lot of vitality related to those. If you look at the traveler these days, if you look at the tourism research, domestic travelers, international travelers are looking for authentic cultural experiences. You know, when they come to Phoenix or they go to Mesa, they want to know, why is this community different? What makes this place special? Who lives here? What's their history, their heritage? You know, where do locals like to go? What are the neighborhoods like? What's the character of the community?
So you think it's also tourism that's boosting this?
Yes, it's both. It's people engaging in, you know, a fuller range of the arts in their community, as well as people from coming from outside of town to attend and participate in the arts.
Yeah.
Now, also, you know, we do these studies every 5 years. We're comparing a five-year increment. So last time was not the best year economically. You know, everybody's worried about losing jobs and homes. You know, this current study takes place in a much stronger economy.
Yeah. So the last thing I want to talk about is sort of what's the purpose of this study? When you look at these things every 5 years and you are able to show people that the arts have an economic impact, that they are an industry, like you said, and not just sort of a charitable organization that you donate some money to if you can, what do you want people to get out of that? Where do you want this to go?
We want people to understand what a vibrant arts community really means to this region. Everybody gets what it means culturally, but that it's got economic benefits. And that when the public sector, when our governments increase their investment in the arts, that's creating more product, more economic activity. It's generating more spending by arts audiences. That's why we say a vibrant arts community is good for local merchants as well. So we're trying to broaden the people's understanding of what the arts mean to a community. And what this shows is the arts aren't just nice, they're necessary.
Okay. Randy Cohen is the Vice President of Research and Policy at Americans for the Arts. Randy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.